This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Fishing is just now beginning to improve across the area, and we'll be taking a little bit of a look at each of our Illinois three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs in a little bit. We also have news about some carp's concern starting to come into Lake Michigan. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, carp, particularly the Asian carp, the IDNR has been trying to keep them out of our Lake Michigan, our Great Lakes system, for now for quite a while, but it's getting very close. In fact, concerns are now arising that Asian carp may soon find their way into Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee has announced the preliminary finding of a silver carp in the Illinois waterway below the T.J. O'Brien Lock and Dam, approximately 9 miles away from Lake Michigan. The fish was captured with a gill net and by a contracted commercial angler the morning of June 22nd as part of the program's monitoring response work group's seasonal intensive monitoring event. The silver carp was 28 inches in length and weighed approximately 8 pounds, and the fish has been sent to the Southern Illinois University for additional analysis. This particular silver carp triggers two additional weeks of intense sampling in the area, as outlined by the agency's contingency response plan. It is important to note that the preliminary finding does not confirm that the reproducing population of Asian carp currently exists above the electrical dispersion barriers or within the Great Lakes. In 8 consecutive years of intensive monitoring the fish sampling in the Chicago area waterway system, this is only the second time a bighead or silver carp has been found above the electronic dispersal barriers. The bighead carp was found in Lake Calumet in 2010. And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee are now committed to keeping you informed as we learn more about the captured silver carp and continue our sampling efforts in Illinois and waterway. The Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee is a consortium of provincial, federal, state, and local partners united in their efforts to prevent the spread of the establishment of Asian carp in the Great Lakes. So let's hope that they are successful. Now, if you're a fisherman, you know that our local lakes have had some pretty good fishing. In fact, the crappie fishing, though, is pretty well ended at the three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. It's really turning on at our local lakes. I don't understand it. It's like the spawn never happened, but anglers are enjoying some very good action catching crappie. Largemouth bass, too, have been a morning and evening affair, but still catching good numbers of these fish. But channel catfish are probably the best bet, and we're catching good numbers of those at each of our local lakes as well. So I think we're going to have some great fishing in the coming weeks, and this is the time to get out and enjoy it. Fishing is just now beginning to turn on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, where the fishing has been probably the best all spring, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs are producing most of these fish, and reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch to Sandusky Cove and below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes, and fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. And the crappie, as it has been all year, are rated excellent. Mealworms, small, medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs are doing the trick. A lot of these are coming from shallow water and fish attractors. From the shoreline, fishing near structures, hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. You might try the Jackie Branch breakwater and along Mine 21 Road. Try fishing the main lake drop-off areas. And the bluegill rated good. A lot of these fish coming in now. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets doing the trick here. The Sailboat Harbor and Mine 21 Road have been the better spots. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. And fish in the back of the necks in the flat, shallow banks along the rocks. And the channel catfishing, and they may be the best catch right now. They're rated excellent. Large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, as well as night crawlers, all working. Try leeches in moving water. drift fish the flats. Set your line about 3 to 4 feet deep and fish from the shore over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use area. And white bass are rated good. Apparently these numbers are beginning to improve here, and we're starting to see good numbers of white bass coming in on inline spinners, jig, and curly-tailed grubs. Reports of fish are being caught around the I-54 bridges, and fish along the rocks and the drop-offs, fish in the shallow bays and near the brush and cover and bushes. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake here, fishing has been in a little bit of a lull. However, it's been improving a little bit. Bass are still rated fair and are coming in on the coves on plastic worms. Catfish are rated fair on most baits. Commercial baits probably doing the best bet, but live baits also producing some action. And the crappie are suspended and fair if you can find them. They're a little difficult to find, mostly on jig and minnow over deep brush or timber. And the walleye and sauger are righted fair also on the main lake points and break off flats with the bait rigs and some trolling crankbaits. And the white bass were rated fair early in the mornings on main lake points and off the flats on spoons, inline spinners, and a few on crankbaits. At Carlisle Lake in the state's southern reaches, the Illinois' largest reservoir, white bass has just been slow to start. They've just not happened. I guess the water temperature has not reached that point where they're turning on yet, but they will any time now. And the catfish, they've been best. They've made a move now. You can catch most of these fish off the humps and islands. And the largemouth bass are rated slow. Small fish mostly, just not a whole lot of largemouth bass coming in right now. And the crappie are slow. Probably the best bet right now would be the sauger in the tailwater. Though it's slowed a bit, they're catching some very nice ones, 15, 16 inches on 1 ounce jigs tipped with minnows. So I think you can still find some pretty good fishing at Carlisle. You just have to look around and go after the best bet, right, which right now would be sauger in the tailwater. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.